And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, friends. I've been dealing with the teaching of the book of Proverbs about our friends. Primarily, this book warns us against forming the wrong kind of friendships, close associations with those who will likely turn us away from the ways of godliness. But there's also positive instruction to help us avoid the pitfalls of having the wrong kinds of friendships. In the first place, we have a divine resource to help us overcome the offers of friendships that come from evil men. We have the Lord Himself to give us the wisdom that we need in this area. Proverbs 2:6 points out that the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. As we walk according to the ways outlined in the Word of God, we'll gain this divine wisdom and we'll understand the right ways that we should follow in life. Proverbs 2:9-11 comments, "Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." The discretion and understanding that God gives those who follow Him will help us make correct decisions about the friends that we enjoy. This passage finishes up in verse 12 by saying that this divine wisdom will deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. God wants us to avoid evil companions. In Proverbs 4:18, we find also the promise of God's blessing upon those who honor Him. The context of the passage is a warning against evil men. It begins, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away." You can't get much clearer than that for a warning against the wrong kind of friendships. But then, set right in the middle of the passage, Solomon places a single verse to describe the blessedness of the righteous as he turns away from evil. "The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Set against the dark background of the warning against evil men, the blessed condition of the righteous appears all the brighter. His path is like the light of the sun, first only a glimmer as it begins to break into the night sky, but then growing stronger and stronger and stronger until finally it blazes forth with its full noontime glory. The light of verse 18 is contrasted with the darkness of the wicked in verse 19. There's a natural symbolism here that relates the light to spiritual knowledge and the darkness to spiritual ignorance. The righteous man grows in his knowledge of spiritual wisdom until one day it reaches its peak when he comes into the presence of the Lord Himself. This passage is important because of its uniqueness. It is the only passage in the entire Old Testament that pictures the gradual growth of the godly person in the ways of the Lord. In this respect, it compares with Mark 4:28, a verse that also speaks of the gradual development of the believer. Clearly, the Lord wants us to have the right kind of friendships. He warns us against evil friends. He gives us the wisdom to know godly friends and to recognize wicked individuals. And He blesses us with spiritual growth as we turn away from the wicked and accept godly friends in our close associations. Are you doing these things? If not, dedicate yourself today to the forming of godly friendships with those who can strengthen and bless your life.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.